This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There will be time enough in the days and weeks to come to dissect what Tuesday's big night for Republicans might mean economy-wise, and we will do that, rest assured. But let us pause today, then, for some actual economic news from which some insights might be drawn. Worker productivity for the third quarter came out this morning, up 2% over the prior period, which is good, but in an economy with a sort of stuck labor market, how good exactly can it be? From Washington Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
For 3 years or so, productivity has hardly grown, about 1% or so. So today's 2 is encouraging. It's not the surge we saw in the late 90s or the early 2000s, but a hopeful sign. Economist Harry Holzer at Georgetown says the other good part is it's not just bosses cracking whips on the backs of a couple workers.
Sometimes employers raise productivity simply by squeezing more output out of fewer workers. It doesn't look like that's happening now because we know the employment numbers are growing.
Employment is up and so are wages. So part of the pie is going to workers and part to company profits and investors. Now, zooming back, workers' share of the fruits has been relatively low for decades. Many say the fates of companies and employees have decoupled. So are they recoupling? Here's economist Gary Burtless of the Brookings Institution.
Just like a snowflake doesn't bring Christmas, seeing one quarter of pretty good wage gains is not a signal that those wage gains are going to continue forever.
And any gains are not shared evenly. To some degree, productivity is about machines. Are you getting replaced by a more efficient machine, or are you designing the next one? A shakeout is underway, says MIT business professor Eric Brynjolfsson. His book is The Second Machine Age.
There are more high-skilled workers versus less-skilled workers. There are capital owners and employers versus labor. And there are superstars versus everyone else. In each case, the first group recently has been doing quite well.
The second? Not so much. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.